And welcome to episode 102 of the Anime Podcast from Red Leaf Retrocast. I am your host, JD, joined with Tori and Hickey. You made it.
I certainly did.
You've almost died a couple times just getting to this podcast, I guess, with our pre-conversation.
Nah, I just cut my mouth. It's not that much. Food can be dangerous. Food is dangerous, but
it is
on the long run. On the long run, definitely very dangerous to you, depending on your eating habits.
I don't know, man. Food kills you. I think that's pretty obvious. Everybody has ever ate died, so you know. Just saying, the evidence is right
God
there.
God damn it, you're right, Tori. Your logic is flawless. Food is the most dangerous thing. Everyone who's ever died has had food. Tori, I have to ask you, now that Hickey has revealed that he has cut himself eating French fries, have you ever experienced this phenomena?
Cut myself eating French fries? No. I mean, I have bit my tongue or bit my cheek eating French fries, sure. Well, that's just self-harm.
So you're saying the sharpness factor has not come into your mind while eating French fries?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a sharpness scale on my fries before, so no.
So for those that are really confused, Hickey, do you care to tell the story? This is great radio.
Okay, sure. I went to a restaurant, and you can choose what you can eat. So you just go away. And the fries were the cheap type. The cheap type of fries, it's not those well-rounded, beautiful fries. They are all the same length, and they just discard the rest of the fries. They use one potato to do one French fry, so everything is equal. No, they use everything, which means they're little fries as well, which are very thin and very... When you fry them, they burn very fast, and they become very stiff, or very dry and very sharp because of that. So it was in the middle of my fries, so I just ate it. And I cut my thong. That's my thong. That's
tongue. That's just it. Tongue.
My tongue. That is true. There's no H.
It'd be really weird if you bit into a fry and your thong got cut.
Oh man.
That is some real life anime moment there. Is your clothes just get cut off your body? Specifically your thong underwear, which brings up more questions, Hickey.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was so good that my clothes just exploded. I've seen that on television before.
Ah, yes.
Oh, man. And then you bit into, I guess, bread and cut your throat?
No. It's a type of fried dough filled with meat. And one piece of it was a little bit too fried. I didn't chew it because I thought I chewed enough. I just swallowed it, and the point bar just cut the back of my throat.
What is this?
Long story short,
bread you're talking about.
You need
about?
To not.
It's not long story. Bread.
Long story short, you need to stay away from fried food.
Yeah, probably. Just translate it and see.
He's got we having some look we get
pastry, yeah,
so like a are we talking like a meat crepe situation?
No, it's how can I explain it?
So in
does this thing have a name?
Yes, pastry.
Well, I mean, there's a million kinds of pastries.
Yeah, I was about to say. So usually it's a dessert.
So it's a thin pastry that you just roll to the thickness of a sheet of paper. A little bit thicker than that. So you cut it, then you put meat, and you fold it, and then you just press the borders of it. So you have a pastry full of meat. And then you deep fry it or fry it, okay?
Okay.
Because of that, the part where you squished the edges that you squished sometimes can get very hard.
Right, yeah. I follow you.
And I ate it. Yeah, and I ate it. That little part, which at the both extremes, it is just pointy. I didn't chew it. I thought I chewed enough, but I missed that part. When I swallowed it, the unchewed hard point pressed on the back of my throat and cut it all the way down. Does that make sense now?
Sure. Is this it?
Great radio. Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you for that. Now I at least know what it looks like. At least have an idea of what you're talking about.
All right, Tori, yeah. And do you care to tell the listening audience what you have found?
What I described.
It looks like a hot pocket. That's what you're describing.
It does look like a hot pocket. You're definitely right about that. It's like, I don't even know. Like, we have something similar to this, but that's literally just a cookie. It's like, yeah, a like long, like pillow-shaped kind of thing. But in our case, it's just a cookie. A cookie this thing apparently has made in it.
Yeah, you can have different types of fills, like cheese and meat or sausages.
Okay. I'm going to call this a hot pocket for our American audience.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically,
but Tori calling this Tori calling this a meat cookie is way more funny.
Hickey, so basically what I'm gathering here is you basically had the Brazilian experience of eating a hot pocket straight out of the microwave and burning yourself.
No.
You cut yourself.
Do you see the edge, like that little edge on top there?
Yes, I do. I know. You cut yourself. That's why I say the Brazilian experience.
Yeah.
The closest thing an American would have is burning themselves in a hot pocket.
Oh, no, because, like, you see how that is spuffed?
Oh, my God.
That is not full meat. There's a bunch of hot air inside of it. So you can actually...
Yes,
you can actually...
That is the experience of a hot pocket.
Yeah, you can actually chew on that and burn yourself with the hot gases coming out. What actually happened to me wasn't that. It was just that pointy. I didn't chew enough on that. So the edge of it just went down with the chewed part and just cut me.
I love these stories so much.
I will never understand
that. Everyone listening to this must be extremely confused because they don't have the visual.
That's right.
I think the visual of the hot pocket is good enough.
It's a pointy.
Somebody here who's never heard of a hot pocket before, so they are here just like, I don't get this. Can we move on, please?
A fried crepe. I guess that would be like the French version.
It is what it is, I guess. I, thankfully, in my 25, soon to be 26 years of life, have never cut myself on a piece of fried food before, so yay me.
Gotta watch out for your wrists in the future, Hickey. You never know what your Brazilian hot pockets could do to you. Or your French fries, for that matter, apparently.
I'll be fine.
Well, apparently not. It's very dangerous in the life of Hickey. Your shower catches on fire. Your fries are deadly.
Don't use your pussy measurements on me. Okay. Just because your life was just a sea of safety measurements and unsharped corners in your house.
Do you forget the times I have come on here and say I have suffered chemical burns?
Yeah, but that's your job, not your house.
Oh, okay.
I suffered chemical burns in my house, you little pussy. My father did fucking chloric gas in the fucking bathroom before. I actually had burns, chemical burns, at my home.
Oh, God.
So don't even try.
You just work in a dangerous environment. I live in one.
Don't even try to one-up me. You won't be able to.
I don't disagree. The lifestyle of Brazil Hickey is way more dangerous than my lifestyle of clumsy JD. Yes, I agree. Okay, so this is an anime podcast. The last one we talked about sports. Now we're talking the dangers of food in Brazil. We are talking general, You're Under Arrest, the OVA from 1994. Woo! Hooray! I think this was Tori's pick, as the last one was Hickey's pick.
Indeed.
So, before we get into it, I guess anybody watching anime? That's kind of a thing we do.
We watch anime?
I mean, sometimes,
Actually, I did. But I haven't finished anything. Like I said, I finally decided to do that thing that I've said that I was going to do for like 7 years. And I got off my butt and I finally went back to Full Metal Alchemist.
All right.
Watch that.
The original, right? Yeah, not Brotherhood.
2003. Yep, 2003. Not Brotherhood, because again, I watched the first one, 20 episodes of it, roughly. And then I stopped and then I was like, I'll finish it later. And then 7 years later, I was like, you know what? Now I'm ready to finish it. But then I thought to myself, maybe I should start over. You know, I feel like some of the details might be a little fussy at this point, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Could use a little refresher. So I did. So I watched roughly 10 episodes of that, and yeah, it's good. It's got a good hook right off the bat. Keeps going with this nice mix between like silly shonen and some darker tones. It's fun.
Yeah,
I like it. That's basically what I remember. Now I just need to get back to, you know, get to new territory, because this is still within like the elements of what I can vaguely remember about the show.
Do you know how far you got to last time?
No, I don't. I remember something about a train. But that doesn't really tell much, because we've already had multiple instances of train in this show already.
Right, yeah.
I can't really say like anything specifically. I don't think I was paying too much attention at that
it's
point.
It's almost like trains are the main transportation type in Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yep.
So I've kind of been scatter watching. I already got started on the next anime that we're reviewing. Very excited to discuss that one in a couple weeks. But I've been picking and not so much choosing, but mostly just going like a two episodes at a time, then change to a new anime that I want to finish. And so I'm almost done with like six anime. I got a couple episodes, three episodes left of like six of them that I've been meaning to finish, like Skate Infinite, Joron, not Tokyo Revengers, because that's still going. 86, I hope to have that finished today. And so far, enjoying the ride. Now, I must say, Joron, I have an episode a half of that one, actually. And that story really went kind of downhill. It's almost like the story being told is in chunks, just out of order on when you should know things to make it better. And when there's big plot elements that are revealed or character change from a certain plot development, some things are happening way too late, and then these other things are happening way early. So you're just really just taking out of the overall plot, and it's definitely ruin the story, even though I do like the idea of the story. And when everything's been put together, I'll be like, okay, so I get the whole story and the whole picture, but the order everything was told is just it's very poorly done. And that's very unfortunate, because I do like what I've seen. So that's Joron. I can totally see why it's getting kind of the lower rating scores from from last season. Hickey, how about yourself?
I am same, I guess, in the same boat as you. I'm finishing the shows of this season, but I'm preparing to write my post-graduation thesis. I don't have a lot of time.
Post-graduation thesis? Ooh.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my engineering exam. I got to take like every 3 years or whatever to keep up my license.
No, it's just specialization.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's called a post-graduation degree. It's before the master degree, although you don't need the post-graduation to do a master.
Are you going to go through with the masters, or are you just stopping?
I honestly need some time to sleep, so...
You're all lawyer, okay, no time to sleep.
Also, I need to learn French.
Oh, great.
Or German.
I'll learn German. Then we can speak.
Nah.
Oh, come on. French sucks. Learn German.
Nah, I'm okay. I'll learn French.
No parler vous français. Du musst Deutsch lernen. There you go. How about that? Two languages. Boom. Switching to English. We got three going. Tori, get your Norwegian going.
No, thanks.
Ah,
I'm not joining in on this.
Well, a little humble brag there of all the languages we all know.
Yes,
I know my native language. I'm so
legal terms in German, I guess.
That I would have to learn with you. I won't lie.
Contractive terms.
Yeah.
Well, like, what is... I knew, like, the New Republic... What, the New Republic Constitution in German?
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a book here full of... I'll look it up later. I have a little book from Konrad Hess, so it has a bunch of legal terms. Constitutional legal terms. Like, the Supreme... Court of Germany.
Right.
I had to know that. But anyway, I'll probably learn French.
Ah, traitor.
Yeah, even though I might do on constitutional law, so learning German would make more sense. Yeah. Just like... Yeah, German history is a little bit... They were a little bit too dumb in the 20s.
They were whacked out, yeah. Yeah, from what I remember in history class over there. So, very wacky. Everything changes like every 10 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like super changes. Like, well, we got a new leader. I guess all the other laws are just kind of, we're just going to throw those away. We're going to make up new ones.
Yeah. And it's like, so, what did we learn with Germany? This is what you shouldn't do with a constitution. And,
right.
And then you look at your country's constitutions like, oh, fuck. That's a problem. So, you know, it's okay. Well, probably the French and English. So I need to take actually tests to pass a master degree. Even in private schools, you need to do the test. So I would have to just sit down and study. Everything. That's why I need a little bit of time to prepare.
Gotcha.
And sleep.
And sleep. Okay. Anything else going on? Euro? I mean, Tori and I did some pre-Euro talk. Maybe after the long sports conversation last time, we shouldn't do that again.
Yeah, man. Nothing has happened, though. Denmark's up 1-0. That's about it.
Oh, good for them. I doubt Christian Eriksen's going to make a return to the field during the Euro.
I mean... It's still in doubt whether or not he'll make a return at all.
Right, because yeah.
This league, like the Italian league, doesn't allow players to play with a pacemaker, and neither does England. So then it's a matter of where will he play?
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know if the Bundesliga has that law. I wonder. Anyways. All right, well, I guess shall we just head right into the review of the show?
Unless you have anything more to talk about, sure.
I mean, I don't.
It's going to be short and sweet.
Oh, you like that?
The OVAs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll play some Bebop High School. We can get going. Alrighty then, it is You're Under Arrest, OVA from 1994 from Studio Dean. The director is Kazuhiro Furuhashi. I believe he did the Dororo show. He did, I think a lot of people know him from Get Backers, Hunter Hunter.
The original one, yes.
Yeah, he did something. I think he was a mech art director of something, wasn't he? Maybe I'm mixing him up with someone else.
That I don't know. I don't see anything. But he also directed some Rurouni Kenshin, including Trust and Betrayal, that we've talked about before.
Yes. Yes, one of the highest rated shows we've reviewed.
Mm. He's got some good good credits to his name.
He was a director to Gundam Unicorn, so...
Maybe that's it. I thought he was some mech design as well, but I think I'm mixing him up with someone else. All right, so I got the synopsis here, Mr. Tori, from Anime Planet.
Mm-hmm.
If you will, I will recount this. Welcome to Bokuto Station, situated in the Bokuto precinct of Tokyo, and the home of the traffic department and its hardworking staff, who have a mission to uphold law and order, much like Hickey.
Yes.
Maybe.
What do you mean, Hickey? Don't you do this every day?
Yes, I do. I modify cars in my office. Well, actually, I bring my own car from home and I just upgrade it. And then I'll just go deliver the law, just like Judgment.
Right. Meet Miyuki and Natsume, the top dogs of the precinct, who are quite opposites. One is quiet, timid, and skilled with mechanics, and the other is loud, outgoing, strong, and clumsy. But they make one hell of a team. Follow the duo and the rest of the station staff in this lighthearted police drama where each day is a new and exciting event, and upholding law might mean more than you think. Yeah, I think that's a pretty decent little synopsis of the show. Two women. You follow two women in their kind of journey through daily life in the traffic department. And each episode brings in something super unique and new of things that you definitely wouldn't encounter in everyday life. But because they're wacky, they get into a lot of hijinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Tori, you want to take us through, I guess, why you picked the show and what drew you to it? And I guess what you thought over, I guess, the individual episodes, because there's only four of them and they're about 30 minutes a pop.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I mean, the reason why I picked it is, obviously, I've talked about this one before a little bit, and it's one of those shows that I've heard brought up from time to time, little OVA. I wasn't really, when I looked at it, I originally skipped the OVA, and then I was just looked right at the series, and I was like, I'm not really interested in that. But then I realized that there was a four-episode OVA that came up before, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Sure, let me slap it on my quest, the retro quest that I did a while back on this podcast, and just get to it. See if I like it. Maybe it's something I do want to get into later. And that was essentially the entire thought about that. And didn't really think much about it. It was not a huge investment, really. And then I started watching it, and it was fun. Really, nothing else to say to that. There's nothing particularly deep or anything like that. It is just episodic hijinks and with very, very fun characters, some good character dynamics there, especially between Natsume and Miyuko, Miyuki, the two main characters, but also also Ken Nakajima, the the tough looking biker police guy who might not be that tough after all, but it's a lot of funny stuff. Same thing, episode one. Coming in when it's like Natsumi's first day, and when she ends up meeting Miyuki for the first time, and they're struggling to get along a little bit because of the differences. But then suddenly this red car just starts driving, going berserk all over the place, and it's their job to get him and ticket him. And it's just like, should everybody else go out? Because this guy's kind of reckless. And the police chief's just like, nah, let them have it. And then it turns out that it's the it's the priest of a local shrine who's just was testing them and shit like that. It's a lot of fun stuff like that. And each episode deals with like different things. Episode two being my favorite episode.
That's definitely mine as well.
Tokyo Typhoon Rally. It's, I mean, visually speaking, it's so good. I've gushed on this before, but like the scene when they're on the bridge and just the wind is hitting the car, the rain is splashing down, and all that is, I love that, and it's just the whole feel and atmosphere of it. So Natsume Miyuki is trying to get a stray cat to a vet. That's just, it's nice stuff like that.
It's a pretty wacky plot, while the main plot of that episode is about this like Tokyo Drift asshole keeps challenging people and running them off the road and shit.
Mm. Just causing issues. It's like legendary guy who just shows up. you gotta love that sort of stuff. And yeah, nah, it's traffic police, like it's traffic policing, but it's just made more silly and more fun. Oh, thanks to character hijinks. So that's why I rate the show a lot. Or at least the OVA. It's got everything I look for. Like, you know, Hallmark OVA is just Yeah, sure. Not particularly deep, nothing super engaging, but for four episodes, it basically managed to deliver four entertaining episodes, with episode two being the highlight for me.
So I think I found the mech design guy. It's Seiichi Nakatani. And he did a lot of the Code Geass key animations. Did some Gundam stuff, Escaflowne. So he's got a lot of mech background, so I think this was the guy I was thinking of. which would make much more sense. Planetess got a lot of mech design and animation and key animation parts. Yeah, probably definitely this guy.
Probably, maybe.
Yeah, the reason why I bring this dude up is because what stood out to me in the show was the high amount of detail to just mechanics and lots of close-ups on the mechanical, like, cars and speedometers, close-ups on wheels turning, everything that's in a normal anime, I guess I'll put that in quotes, normal sense, being that usually you just see a car. You don't, like, they don't animate the wheels turning. They don't animate things like the windshield wipers going as fluid and dynamic. Like what you said with the bridge part in episode two, where the water's splashing, it actually shows the wipers going back and forth and the water essentially getting split and taken off the windshield in such detail that you just can't help but take notice to these things throughout the show. That's what really stood out to me, was just the high amount of detail to things like that.
But it's in general as well, right? Because you see, like, when, for example, Nakajima shows up on his bike there at the end as well, you see him, not to the same degree, right? But it's like you see the bike is pretty nicely detailed. But even his clothing, like in the wind and whatnot, the way it's like ruffling in the wind, and like there's so much attention to detail. And I mean, again, talked about this before. Like this was at a time where just like Dean and these OVAs, they were just visually speaking, they were on a different level.
Yeah, and what really throws me off, it's not a big deal, and Tori, you have on your YouTube channel, which is at Anime Top Scholar, everyone should go sub to that, you made the point that I absolutely agree with, that all of these main characters at the police station, along with a lot of the automobiles and movement, that when the show shows you side characters, or at least the lesser known, like Natsumi's friends, when it just shows their character designs and their eyes are really spaced apart, it's very simplistic, almost to a fault, that they really, really just stand out as being so jarring compared to everything else in the show.
Correct. Yeah, no, I do definitely think that, right? Because it is... There is no, like, it's quite easy to see, like, this is the focus, and then you have, like, the people that kind of show up in the background and whatnot. They don't look all that great. They clearly didn't spend as much time detailing them and whatnot. And it's like, it's jarring to look at, yes, but simultaneously, it's like they're also such a small part of the show that, like, I don't hold that as, like, a major negative. It's not like a show breaking deal, but it
right.
is. I would have wished that since they were going to go to such extent of, you know, making the show look so pretty, that they wouldn't be like, get to the side characters and be like, just throw something together. I'm sure there's a reason why it ended up like that, but still.
I mean, when you think about it, you're given a choice. Okay, can we put so much more time into these big action scenes and getting people to concentrate on what matters in the show, and then... when it comes to things like just a side character chilling at a table for a minute, is that really where the focus should be? I think that's kind of last on the list. And
It is. But it's like, the thing is, like, it didn't really start becoming a problem for me until episode three, which is the reunion for Miyuki.
Because they're...
then suddenly we have all these characters gathered in a room and we spend a lot of time there with him. And then you get a lot of like close-ups of them as well and stuff like that. And it's like... this isn't quite it. It's like episode 3 is probably my least favorite episode. So that is one of the reasons.
Yeah, the little love story episode. I don't like that one.
Maybe they were just ugly. Who knows?
I mean, sure.
They comment that about Milk. It's just like, oh, you grow up and you're so beautiful. It's like, I guess compared to the other ones, definitely she's more beautiful than them.
Oh my God, Hickey.
Is that the only way you can show that they aren't beautiful by spacing their eyes too far apart?
I mean, let me just breathe. I almost said something really bad. So hold on a second. Just concentrate.
The fried chicken that cut your vocal cords might have gotten you to change some words there, maybe.
Oh no, that's common. It was something really, really bad. Like really, really bad.
Don't worry about it. Forget it. Never happened.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me just go back a little bit. Yeah, no, the movement language in this anime is really good. Yeah.
Yes.
Everything from body language to mechanical language, everything. I'm glad they chose to not animate the most absurd parts. It just, that is a little bit jarring. It's just, there's a bunch of rough cuts where the action just disappears and they come back. But that's just the absurd things. It just works. One episode 2, which is the Typhoon Racer, where our other main character, she needs to go through the flooded area.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, yeah, that was a really cool scene.
Yeah. She just uses the little motorcycle thing to jump on the rail and go on top of the rail. They just cut the whole sequence, and you just see, like, the light on the rail. So you understand what's going. So they didn't need to animate her using the torque of the little motorcycle to jump, to do a short jump, because she doesn't take a lot of distance for the jump. So she didn't actually have a lot of speed to do such a thing and maintain balance on top of the rail with the little motorcycle. So they just cut all of that out, and it just goes like, it just works. There's a lot of things, like when they drift around corners and it's so tight and the car just kind of phase through the universe and just do a 90 degree into a little really, really, really tight Japanese back street, and it's just like, it just works.
I also love the the little things with Natsumi as well, you know. They're like really tight stops and whatnot, which she just opens the door and uses her legs.
The legs breaks, and it's just like, you know what? Don't worry about it. It just works.
It's all right. Extra powered stop.
It's like, oh, this is a police car. No, it wasn't. It's just my car. I brought it from home and just placed the police on the side of it, and now it's a police car. It's like every single bike in this show, apparently, it's not a police bike. Mm-hmm. Ken just, Nakajima just puts his bike there. It's like, make this police bike. It's like, okay, police siren. Now it's a police bike. It's like, I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but sure.
It works.
Yeah. Aside the most of the certain stuff that they just, let's not talk about it. Let's not even animate. Let's just make a vroom vroom noise and people will understand that something very absurd happened, and it just worked. Aside those moments, yeah, the body language is really good. Going a little bit against what you guys are saying, I don't think the animation is that great. I also don't think the character design was, well, the character design was fine, but it's very uninspiring. The thing is,
okay,
It compensates on body language. How they move, how they react to things. Everything, there's a reaction, even if it's just an eye twitch when they get surprised by something. It is very good. It's really worth to just look at the screen the whole time there's animation going on just to see those body language kind of scenarios. But aside that, there isn't, like, a lot. The music's fine. The music's also really nice. But aside those moments, there isn't much to go about. It's a show about a like the traffic department. It mostly just like, yeah, some guy's just speeding. Let's just try to give him a fee.
Yeah, it's not the most exciting atmosphere or presence. So a lot of it depends on its absurdity and comedy of the two main characters.
And the body language works well in that regard.
Yeah, so something that's really important to get across with such a, I guess you can call it handcuffed plot that they could go. How they introduced the characters, I thought were really done well. Where it's Natsumi's first day, and it immediately establishes kind of who she is and just how out there she is as a person, with her on a moped and she's speeding, she's late from work, she's willing to do whatever it takes to get there on time, even if it's breaking the law, which is great.
You're running away from traffic police on your first day to work on a fucking traffic police station.
Yeah, it's so great.
As if that is ever a good idea. And you're surprised when it's like, wait, we're gonna be working together? It's like, motherfucker.
yeah. So I love how it established just how absurd you gotta just kind of
the
just
way
tip
she
your...
talks to the boss as well when she shows up and be like completely carefree.
Yeah, just tips your hat and you go, okay, I know what I'm in for immediately. Don't take it too seriously for some of these things. And I like how it established immediately her counter partner, which is Miyuki, where she is more on the serious side, a complete foil to her character. So it gives a good dynamic there. It makes her establishes her as the like big driver of the two situation. So
that's
and she's very, very much more carefree. So when they get a lot more of those little plots for each of the episodes, it more or less makes sense to their characters and their motivations to whatever is in front of them, such as the pregnant cat situation that we are bringing up. It's very important to them to be able to pull out all the stops, no matter the case, to get this pregnant cat to where they need to be, as just nuts as that sounds. And then it's just, we got to add some more elements to give you a little bit more excitement to this show. So there's also a typhoon, and there's also this Tokyo Drift speed racer asshole that they got to go through.
And then you have a tale of revenge of Nakajima.
Right. Yeah. They got the priest that is testing them in a traffic department, which is kind of absurd and weird. But hey, just enjoy the ride, if you will. A lot of puns that I'm not totally intending, but they're working out.
You also got the little love story there between Miyuki and Nakajima, who's just, you know, again, like I said, probably my least favorite aspect of that. And then you have the last episode, which is like that kind of stereotypical, like, oh, Natsumi, she should maybe change over, maybe get a promotion, maybe go over to something else. And then it's like that whole thing, maybe she should, maybe it's better, you know, and then a little like, turns out they've actually, her and Miyuki's actually gotten pretty close after all, and kind of reaffirming that friendship, and some explosions and fire and shit like that, because you need that. And you know,
probably the most exciting episode.
Yeah, and that's a little send-off for the OBA.
Yeah, it's nice. I like Kaicho as well. Kaicho just starts as the character not saying anything, to just at the end of the four OVAs, he's just riding a helicopter for no apparent reason. he just liked the helicopter because he used it in another one and then the episode before, and he's just like in the helicopter. Why? I don't know. Why the traffic department has a helicopter? I honestly don't know as well, but hey, it's there, and
you might need one.
Police,
this traffic department got the funds.
Yeah, they sure do. They absolutely do. They also have some annoying parts. Like Yoriko, who's literally just like, what's her deal? She likes rumors and shit like that. She likes gossip.
Right.
Okay. So she also spreads it around. So that's going to be a source of conflict, when it's just like, why would everyone know about this? Oh, Yoriko, did you say anything? No, totally not. But if I did, what would you do? It's all right. A little bit annoying at times, but yeah. For the most part, I like the main little group.
Yeah, it's a good little cast. I'm gonna make a comparison here, if you're up for it.
Yeah.
So as you guys know, I'm a big Pat Labor fan.
No way.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? This show reminded me a lot of the character dynamics in Pat Labor, and very much kind of that same rambunctious police premise with comedy. This is much more on the lighthearted comedy side, absolutely.
Mm. I mean, to be fair, like in that regard, just to kind of shoot that, I would say it's probably quite, not even probably, it is quite comparable to like the early days OVA of Pat Labor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I think Pat Labor is a little bit better.
I think so too, because Pat Labor
has the traffic police. Just because of that. But if you were under arrest, they weren't a traffic police department, and for some reason they were terrorists in Japan, it's quite comparable. But even if they were normal police.
If there were terrorists in Japan, then how would that come into the traffic police?
not even that. Like if they weren't traffic police, if they were normal police and there was some dire situation happening, because in Pat Labor they need fucking mecha suits. So if there was some kind of situation going on, even if it was just like, oh, the Yakuza is acting up and they actually got big guns this time, something like that, it would be quite comparable to a normal Pat Labor, especially the silliness. Maybe not Dominion Tech Police. That one's a little bit too.
It's way
above the.
Now, for me, I would definitely say, like, when it comes to You're Under Arrest, even if it is the traffic police, I do like it a lot. I would probably rate this above Pat Labor if I were just straight up compared to the early days OVA and nothing else.
Okay.
The movies changes that, but that's because the movies of Pat Labor are so tonally different. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't feel like that is at that point, it stops being like a good comparison. But just straight up like comparing OVA for OVA, I do like You're Under Arrest more than I like Pat Labor early days.
Well, where I was kind of further comparing it in my head was, I really liked the characters, and I think our two main characters in You're Under Arrest is very comparable to the main girl character in Pat Labor. So imagine kind of two of her in her own show spinoff. Mm. That was just kind of my own little headcanon I was trying to compare. Mm. And I'm like, okay, that's good. Points for You're Under Arrest. The high points in You're Under Arrest with the car chases, I think, were very comparable to the serious elements of Pat Labor, just kind of in my own entertainment headcanon. So I go, okay, more points for You're Under Arrest. The low points, I think Pat Labor has a bigger advantage there because of there's just a bigger cast and more characters to play off of that are important to the show, while You're Under Arrest, what, like episode 3 is probably the best example of where I'm going with this, is when You're Under Arrest gets to those low, slow points, they don't really have the cast to build off of, at least at this juncture, because it's only a 4-episode OVA. It's really held back with that, and it really hurt my interest in the show because of how good the first 2 episodes were. And how exciting they were, that with these characters, and now we're trying to learn the side characters, that's kind of also where the designs, and there just wasn't enough time to establish why these low points I should care about more. So I'm like, okay, there's some minus points there. And then episode 4, it was right back to kind of where they were. And it's like, maybe we should have done more to establish the rest of the department, because that's where the show, I at least haven't seen the TV show or any of the movies. That's where that's going to come in, and I think that's where the TV show is probably going to be a more focus, because they can't just have just these two characters the entire time in absurd moments, as important as I think the show, at least in the OVA, that was. So in that sense,
I mean, hopefully,
like, right?
The 1996 show, TV show, it's 47 episodes.
Oh yeah, you get like another 100 episodes of You're Under Arrest. So they got it. They got to build off something there.
If it just, oh man, can you imagine how of a dumpster fire it would be if the lower parts are just equally slow and suffer-inducing as the OVA?
Yeah, it's just, okay, we're going to go to a cafeteria, eat food, and say jokes. I'm like, ah, that's not really what I want out of this. I want more than just a slice of life, nothing. That's where I fear... You're Under Arrest could be at fault because of what we saw from episode 3. So it's a lot of assumptions, but that, you know, that's just, so where I'm going with this, and I'll ask you to this question is, the way I took this 4-episode OVA is, does it make me want to does it motivate you guys to watch the TV show after this?
I mean, for me, the answer is obviously yes.
Okay.
I'm already on that. I do want to watch that. It's a nice little introduction for me. It's not, like I said, I enjoyed this OVA a lot. Even the low points, I did actually find to be that low. Like, I think it's my least favorite, but it's not like, I hated episode 3. It's more of episode 3 is like the average. So for me, it's, yeah, absolutely. I would absolutely watch the TV show. I am planning on doing so.
Okay, Hickey?
I don't know.
Not convinced.
While I was watching it, I guess it's a good measurement that I didn't think about watching the TV show as I was watching the OVAs. I think that's a good way of putting my feelings out. I don't know. Because, like I said, I like the mechanical language. I like the body language. The first season, however, has 47 episodes. It is still the same director. I don't know if it's the same animators. So I honestly don't know if, like, they can really build up something for 47 episodes. Without going too thin or some aspects, like romance tropes.
You think it's going to be too episodic for what you hope it want to be?
Not even too episodic. I think there isn't too much cast so far to be episodic.
Right.
Like, if you have, like, the Nakashima, Kenchan, and Miyuki's romance, how stretched would that be in 47 episodes, and then with more 50 episodes with second season, third season? There are some characters that are listed on the TV show that are not listed on the OVA, so there's definitely new characters.
Mm-hmm.
But there aren't many tropes to sustain a traffic police kind of scenario the same way we saw in the OVA. We're going to have the loop and dive, the perfect the perfect thief kind of scenario, or the street racer, which we already have one with the priest. So, like, how much can you put on that long? Well, of course, if they can maintain the animation and the body language, I would be entertained by that. The music was fine as well. The absurdity of it, how much can they scale in absurdity until it doesn't become fun anymore?
Okay, so that was one point I was worried about as well, was, okay, just with the amount of...
That's my thoughts. Like, am I interesting to watch the TV show? I would say yes.
Okay.
Will I be on board of watching the full first season, the whole first season, or the second season, or the third season? I don't know. I would have to wait like 10 episodes of the first season and see what happens. if it's, you know what, I can see, I have enough substance here to go. Maybe there's a underlining plot that will last the 47 episodes, like a car thief cartel, some kind of things. So they will go investigating those kind of things, and it lasts all the 47 episodes with that underlying kind of line, which is okay. It's a police investigation throughout the first season, for example. Sure. I think that is good enough. I don't know if they can... I don't know if it was pulled off, though. Especially because I don't know anything about the TV series.
Right, so a lot of us gathering information from this show, could the TV show be... Could it suffer too many of those down periods and not grab you to continue watching a full 47 episodes? I'm definitely with you on that, Hickey. Am I motivated to, based on what I saw in the OVA, am I motivated to want to watch the TV show? I'm definitely with Hickey. I think that's a yes. My first time watching it, I remember this thought because I was looking at an old review I had of You're Under Arrest, and it really sparked a memory of when I watched this the first time. Was what I liked the most about the OVA was the absurd, just high action scenes throughout three of the four episodes. Do I think that the TV show is going to do the same? And I'm not confident in that. And that really pushed me away from continuing to want to watch You're Under Arrest further than this, just on the assumption and fear that what I like the most, they aren't going to do that in the TV show because they're going to have to focus on other aspects to make it a 47 episode TV show instead of a highly produced OVA. And that's a big bummer. But I don't know that for sure. I don't know what the TV show is going to be. But from what the OVA was able to accomplish and what it established for character wise in the show of our two main people, on my second watch, I definitely want to check out the TV show, but with tempered expectations and a hope that, like you, Hickey, said, a hope that there is some sort of plot in the background that we can kind of latch onto and sink our teeth into to get us to watch more than just, you know, 5-10 episodes and go, okay, I think I know what they're doing here. Am I really attached to what's going on in the TV show at this point? You know, it all depends, which is... That's kind of a fear that I have. Do you understand where I'm getting at, Tori?
I do. I mean, sure. Like, there are obviously things that are I'm prepared for when it comes to the TV show.
Right.
For one, it won't look as good as the OVA. That's a given. That is a given. That's never the fact. TV series like this doesn't work out that way. Sure, it can have high points, but it'll probably be more in the sense of, like, the weirdly designed back characters kind of stuff. But
would that hurt the TV show for you?
Depends to what degree it is. Like, I watched anime before. I am kind of used to this. It happens.
So Tori, hold on.
I'm not so much of an anime snob that I sit there and I see one slightly deformed character and I'm like, nope. That's it. I've had it. I'm not there. I can't believe this show is perfect.
Studio Deep, shut it down.
I watched Handshakers.
I did watch Handshakers. Yeah. I watched all of it except for the OVA, and I'm not going there. I refuse. So sure, of course. And based on what I'm seeing, I would say that the expectation should be to get more... to prepare for more of the same kind of episodic, new characters, new situations arising. I think the show has done enough for me to warrant giving it a shot. Does that mean I'm going to like it or watch all 47 episodes or even continue? I don't know. That's up to the TV series. I take that one step at a time. I don't sit there and decide, okay, this is 47 episodes. I will watch 47 episodes of this to see. That's not what I do.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
Then I go, do I go on to the next one? Yes.
Okay, so you brought that, what you just said there. Do I want to watch 47 episodes? Will I watch them all? And like it or not, at least from, you know, our experiences in the anime fan base, a lot of people look at a show number and go, do I want to watch the whole thing? Because there just isn't a lot of people, I feel, that go, I'm only going to dive into this for about 10 episodes and call it good. A lot.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the majority of people go, I want to go in and watch the whole thing. That's kind of why I asked that big question at the start. Does the OVA motivate you to watch all 47 episodes? And at least for Hickey and I, we go, okay, we'll give it a shot for like 10, something like that. And then we're okay with saying, okay, that's good enough for us. But is the larger audience, do they feel the same? I think that's a good question to be asking.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, right? Obviously, this thing, like, if you look at it, this thing was so popular enough to get spinoffs.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely popular enough.
There's no arguing that, sure, that it definitely did have the attention at the time. Now, there is the thing at the time.
Right.
Do I think that this show was going to bring out all the kids to come and watch me? Oh, you should check out You're Under Arrest. Of course, no. You can hardly pry them away from One Piece to watch anything else. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting topic, and it's in and of itself is for a show that has like 100 episodes, it had to have had some large gear of popularity. Uh-huh. Why? I mean, I haven't seen. Why isn't this show more recommended?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. Like, one of the things, like I said, I do hear this show brought up time and time again. I do think it kind of falls into that trap of like the same reason why, you know, something like Lupin isn't recommended more often. It's episodic.
True.
And people don't want episodic shows. And it's the same for Lupin, right? Lupin is kind of trapped in that it doesn't gain a whole lot of new appreciation from people because it is episodic. And at this point, people assume that it has such a long backstory of things, when in reality, that's not necessarily true. It kind of is, but they've also changed so much over the years that I don't think anybody that works on it now even remembers what happened in the first series that came out. So I don't think anybody really cares. So there's a lot of that, and I stuff like that doesn't really bother me. I made this apparent before, and I'll say it again. I don't watch anime for what other people think. I watch anime for myself. Did this do enough for me to keep watching it? Yes.
Okay.
Have I considered watching all 47 episodes? I mean, I'm not intending on dropping it. It's going to have to do something that makes me want to drop it. I watched all goddamn 70 plus episodes of Cat's Eye, for fuck's sake, and I thought that show was only okay. But there's definitely a chance that I will watch it even if I don't like it. But
I'm definitely proud of you on that one, Tori.
Yeah. Nah, so like this just, it depends, right? Sometimes it's just as simple as like, I'm in the mood for this. Okay, it's not the greatest show. Mm-hmm. But I'm in the mood for this. And you guys have mentioned it a couple times that you're not super keen on the idea of traffic police because it's traffic police and that's not that exciting. Well, I normally would agree with you. I think that the OVA showed me that it can take what on the surface is a very boring concept and make it fun enough.
I agree.
Which I commend it for.
I think that is a
good skill. It's hard to make something boring interesting or entertaining.
I agree. I just thought that was an interesting question to bring up because of the show and its nature. Yeah,
probably. I guess my traffic police is just too wild as well.
That is fair.
Okay.
I guess
so
when they stop you and they just point a fucking rifle at you and say, "Could you please step out of the car? Your hands up."
Yeah, Mickey. Do they stop their car with their feet, literally?
Yeah, I don't think Brazil does that.
Well, probably. I don't know.
I want to see that happen. Some dude just takes his feet out of the door of the car, just picks the car up on his back, like, stop.
That little car is very powerful. It has what, like, almost 1,000 cc with less than 1 ton? That thing must fly.
Yeah, buddy. Brings up the hydroplaning aspect of that car as well, though.
This one is just a little bit odd because when the OVAs came out, the manga was already finished. So probably that's why it's not that recommended. Probably just all the
material is already done.
Yeah, all the material is already done for anime. Then you
That's an interesting topic in itself, because if you already have the material.
Yeah, and it was to like up to 2001.
Yeah. Yeah, so this was out a
almost
while.
Almost 10 years after the manga finish, and the author was just doing his stuff still. I think he's not publishing manga anymore. He's just working on anime.
Mm-hmm.
So all right. The guy just moved on, and now you don't have a lot of people to do the main stuff, do the actual story. And I don't know if the original creator will release the IP for such original work.
Yeah.
So kind of probably it was just that. I was like, people like this show. Can you just give us the IP? And he was like, yeah, no, that shit will die with me. And
that
so
shit
we just
will die with me. Hickey, just like, 2021.
Just like Glass Mask. Like, can you please release the play IP for us so you can, you know, we can keep doing it. No, yeah. That shit is just gonna die with me. It's like, oh, if the author does that, I don't know if he did, but if the publisher or the author just said, nah, you're not releasing the IP. Wasn't it the same as, like, what was that show with the IP in the US?
Oh, Macross?
Macross? Is it Macross that, like, can you please just release the IP so we can have new releases and everyone becomes happy?
Yeah, I think that was Macross you're thinking of.
Yeah, the IP holder was like, yeah, no.
Which it finally got released.
Yeah, so like what do you do?
35 years later or some shit.
Yeah.
So maybe might be on that kind of scenario back in 2001.
Yeah, maybe.
It was like, eh,
maybe.
I don't feel like releasing the IP for original work. Died.
All right, so I got a question for you guys. One last one. Best girl, Natsumi, Miyuki, or Yoriko? This is an anime podcast. It's a very important question each and every time.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Are you going to swerve me with saying Ken?
The police woman.
Ken is pretty good girl.
The police woman from the white bikers that only appeared. Mm-hmm. A few moments in back. I like her. I like her voice.
What the heck? Yeah.
What? What?
It's okay. It's fine. Threw me for a loop on that one.
Always got to get the... No, I admit, probably for me, Miyuki, just because I like her type more than Natsumi's.
Oh, see, I'm a Natsumi guy.
I'm not a big on the whole, like, airheaded kind of living in their own world. That's my job.
Fair enough. All right. Scores?
I mean, you already don't mind. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I gave it an 8 out of 10, because I really enjoyed this.
All right.
Yeah, I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Wow, okay.
It's very fine.
So, read my old review that I wrote years ago when I first watched it. I gave the show a 5 out of 10 on my first watch.
Understandable.
Right. Okay, so hear me out. My original thought was, when I first watched it, was the show never grabbed me. It was very good in animation, I thought, for what it wanted to do, what it was able to accomplish. I praised a lot of the aspects of the show, but it didn't have anything to really hook me into watching more. On this second watch, however, I got to see a lot more detail. Since I already had a baseline for who the characters were, I was experiencing it for a second time. I, in fact, enjoyed the show more on a second watch. And because of that, I am motivated to see the TV show now. I am interested. I'm giving it a 7. I'm upgrading it. How does that sound?
Yay. Yay.
Nice. Yeah, no, yeah. I think that's a fair score.
Yeah. I still would love to see the wacky stuff animated, but unfortunately they cut it out. That's okay. That's fine. There were some nice street racing animations.
Oh yeah.
Also, you know, actual animated cars. Look at that.
Yeah, who knew?
CG.
Take that, initial D.
Like, oh my god.
Made Tori shudder.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is I just don't like initial D to begin with, so that doesn't help.
We need Natsumi and Miyuki in initial D. Show them up. Oh no, we need the priest to show up in initial D. Show it's how, show us how it's done.
Yes. Now that is a crossover I would watch. The guy is just like, meanie. All right, that's it. I'm about to school this kid.
All righty. Yeah.
Just. Man.
Yeah.
Talking right. about weird crossovers, Steins Gate has made a crossover with Higurashi.
What?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
How does that work?
In a mobile game. I don't know.
It just it's does. All right.
Idiot. It doesn't have to work. It's popular IP collaborating with popular IP. That's good enough. That's why you have shit like fucking Idolmaster and Shadowverse. Like, does it make sense? No.
But who cares? Yes. The Ultimate Guards.
Fair enough. Our next episode is my pick in this new format, my first one. And I, with the NBA playoffs going on and probably the finals by the time we start recording this next episode, basketball is on the mind. This has been a show I've wanted to watch for ages. I've never seen it. It is Slam Dunk from the early 90s. Yay! We're watching.
What are you recommending a hockey anime?
Tori, you may not believe this, but they're just seems to be a slim pickings of hockey anime out there.
There's no way.
But yeah, we're watching Slam Dunk episodes 1 through 25. We're not watching the whole thing yet. This is our long series that I've started to choose here, depending on, I guess, how we all feel. If we all like it, I guess we'll continue. But that's what the review is for. So join us in 2 weeks as we review Slam Dunk episodes 1 through 25. Hickey, Tori, it's been a blast. See you next time.
Peace. Yeah.